This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Greetings. Welcome once again to another edition of Retire South Shore Radio. This is Jordan here, as always, with Mark Rolette, the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, Massachusetts. And of course, you can find out more at RetireSouthShore.com. We'll remind you about that. Mark, welcome. It's the month of June. People have decided to get outside and get their pools open and all that. And I know you're excited about the new season as well.
Absolutely. I hope you had a nice Memorial weekend. And I know that, you know, this weekend, everyone's like, oh, we just had a 4-day week and now we're heading back into a 5-day week. And, you know, we're getting closer to the kids getting out of school. Emma, I think, is getting out in the next week. Neve's graduating. Her graduation party is coming up this weekend. So Lauren is furiously running around and giving me lots of lists of things to do that I need the list to forget.
That's the honey-do list. Absolutely.
Well, it's
a milestone type of period in the lives of a lot of people, certainly when it comes to graduations and things. But we're here to talk, as we always do, about retirement and effective planning and help for people to ensure a safe and happy retirement. And we thought we'd focus a little bit on just the overall picture, the evolution of the retirement system for Americans. It's just remarkable when you take a look at the last 50 or 60 years, what's gone on.
Yeah, I mean, things have changed dramatically over the last 30, 40, 50 years, not only from, you know, when people are retiring, it's how long people are retired for, how they're getting their money in retirement. That has changed dramatically for the vast majority of people that we see as they transition into retirement. So I thought we would talk about, you know, I guess how it's kind of evolved, and then I want to hone in on mm-hmm. pension plans for a little bit. But it's dramatically changed. I mean, 30, 40 years ago, I would say 95% of private industry had pension plans. So you'd work and then you'd retire and you'd have a pension that gave you a check that was some percentage of what you made in the first place. And you'd couple that with Social Security and that was it. But 30, 40 years ago, if you think about it, people used to work and have really no thoughts of retirement, right? I mean, for the most part, they would just work and work and work until they physically couldn't work anymore. Then they would retire, and they weren't retired for very long, and they would pass away. You know, I was doing some research for a webinar that we're updating, and Social Security started in 1935, right? And in 1935, this will blow your mind, 45 people were paying into Social Security for every one person taking money out of Social Security.
Whoa.
And full retirement benefits for Social Security back then were 65 years old. Do you know what life expectancy was in 1935?
A lot lower than right now. I know that.
62. So they never expected to actually have to use it when the government set it up. Now, as of like 2022, there's about 2.7, I think it is, people paying into Social Security for every person taking it out. And full retirement age has only gone up by 2 years to 67. So life expectancy is 85, 86, 87 years old. So mathematically, that's not sustainable. And, you know, I know we talk about, well, the government will do something, and absolutely they will. But what is that going to cost? That's going to cost a lot of money. So being reliant on just that alone is just, it's not realistic. So people want to make sure that they're able to maintain that check going forward. Many years ago, people had the pension plan, right? And the pension plans were wonderful. You know, you have your check, it comes out every single month. Historically, these pensions were using assumptions of 4.5% to 7.5% projections on these pension accounts in order to maybe be able to sustain them. But that's not the world we live in anymore. Even though interest rates are coming up, they're not there yet. So a lot of these pensions may be underfunded, and you just want to make sure that you go into things with your eyes wide open before you make a decision and allow a company to control and maintain your potential life savings and potential retirement income without having any control over anything after the fact.
If what Mark is talking about might refer to you and your situation, with any of these questions, you can contact the office at South Shore Retirement Services for a 15-minute no-obligation strategy call. Any question is welcome. And to set it up, go to RetireSouthShore.com. It's by appointment. It's very easy to do that. Or call the office to set up an appointment, 781-836-4214. Again, no obligation here. A chance to get a question answered. I remember when the IRA idea was floated and it became a hugely popular product, and it still is. So that was many, many, many years ago. And we were just talking last week about the Secure Act 2.0 that's moving through Congress. There are huge changes that have happened in the last just couple of years.
Massive changes. It's funny that you say that. Remember when the IRA first came out and it got up to about, you were allowed to put $2,000 a year into it?
Yes.
And everyone, and I would immediately say to a potential client back when I was starting, I'm like, that's $166.66 a month. And like, how do you know that? I'm like, because I talk about it all day long. This is how much 2000 is per year. I think that's the math of it. But yeah, things have changed. The rules are changing. The rules are going to continue to change. People are retiring much sooner. We're seeing a lot of people really reevaluating their lives over the course of the last 2 years, what we all dealt with. And they're like, I'm done. I want to enjoy myself. 2 years were stolen from me where I couldn't have any sort of fun. So I want to go into retirement. So people are sometimes retiring earlier and people are living longer. People are living beyond life expectancy, significantly beyond life expectancy. So you want to make sure that you're in a position that you have enough assets to sustain. And listen, I'm not saying that every pension plan is in jeopardy of not having enough money in it. Because lots of people that I meet with, they get their financial documents from their employer and it shows how healthy the pensions are. But there are about 1 million Americans that are receiving pension plans that are seriously in danger of being insolvent. So you just might want to take an eye and take a look at how your pension plan is before you make a decision. But even if your pension is completely solid and it has more than enough money in it, I think you should also look at what the long-term purchasing power of the check that you're going to get is going to be able to buy you.
Particularly with the inflation rate at a 40-year high and knowing where we are right now with the economic instability, it's a good idea to check in and get some advice on this subject.
Yeah, I mean, not that there isn't safeguards in place. You know, the Polaroids of the world, when they, you know, their pension plan got into a lot of trouble, a lot of people lost an awful lot of money who were already retired, who were getting checks. But there's a thing called the Pension Benefit Guaranteed Corporation, the PBGC. It's very similar to FDIC, but what does it actually cover? It doesn't mean that if you've got an $80,000 a year pension that it's protected, 100% of it's protected. There's a formula they use. I was reading the Heritage Foundation, and they were saying that a pension of $24,000 a year would only be insured for up to $12,870 per year. And again, what does that mean? Much like FDIC, the PBGC is massively underfunded as well. So if they went belly up, and I'm not a doom and gloom person, but I always look at what's the worst case scenario. If they didn't have enough money and weren't able to be sustained, that $12,870 protected amount would only really cover up to about $1,500. That's terrifying. But that aside, you want to make sure that you're looking down the pike at, okay, my pension is fine. Do I take the lump sum? Do I take the annuity payment? If I can only take the annuity payment, because a lot of pensions don't have an option for a lump sum, then maybe we want to look at what's the best way to arrange how you take that pension, whether it's based on a single life, a joint life with 100% survivor, 75% survivor, and so on and so forth, to quantify what's going to happen going forward. That's a lot, as you know, how we work with our clients. It's let's look down the road at the what-if scenarios. Let's look at your existing portfolio under very conservative, very unrealistic sometimes assumptions of higher than normal taxes, longer than usual life expectancy, more than we think inflation is going to be, lower cost of living adjustments, and really low rates of return. And if that works via what we would call a stress test, then great. And then look at, you know, what happens if somebody passes away? How's that going to change the landscape of where your money's going to come from? Because doing that is going to put a lot of people's minds at ease, and not doing it doesn't make it go away. So I think, you know, being proactive and constantly being able to reach out to clients and know what going on in their world to see if we can tweak and make some adjustments to not only how the money is positioned, but when they're pulling money from the accounts, how they're classifying various investment accounts that they have, can go a long way to providing additional income later in life when you need it.
And as we've said time and again, when people are working, they're not paying attention. They assume the money's going in, and it is. And now's the opportunity to, with the help of someone like yourself and the All Hands Analysis team, now's the opportunity to put it all on the table and see what you have, see what you've built up, and see what it can do for you going forward. With all kinds of considerations, I know you can't give tax advice, but you have a CPA who does help people in this area. All kinds of considerations, including the tax burden and how that's going to be impacted.
Yeah, I mean, the All Hands Analysis looks at what we feel is all the components that somebody would need transitioning into retirement or already being, quite honestly, in retirement, making sure that income is sufficient to supply them with their lifestyle that they want, making sure that their money is still growing because people still want to make money, making sure their tax strategy is efficient and utilizing every band that they can, because why wouldn't you want to do that? Making sure their insurance is squared away from a health insurance standpoint, making sure they're protected should they get sick. And then when they pass along, making sure that all of the assets that they have left are going to the people that they want them to go to and not going necessarily out the window to unnecessary taxes. So having all of those things addressed under one roof is quite honestly what people want when they come into the office. They're like, this is exactly it. I love it. I wish I could say that 100% of the people that I meet are people that become clients, but that's just not realistic. But I will say that probably 80% of the people that we talk to, whether it be through the strategy calls that you talk about or face-to-face meetings or meeting them at webinars and seminars and other events, we can help them in some way by telling them something or sharing something with them that'll put more money in their pocket ultimately. And sure, isn't that what everyone wants, right? I mean, everyone just wants to know that they're going to be okay. Right. Not every person is the right fit for our office, but the ones that are, they're just like, I just don't want to run out of money. I don't want to have to worry about this anymore. I want to enjoy my life.
If you'd like to take advantage of that 15-minute no obligation strategy phone call, and it is a phone call, so it's very much under your control. You're home, you're relaxed, you know your questions, and you can fire them off to the team. Go to RetireSouthShore.com. There's a grid system, very easy to make an appointment, or call the office anytime and leave a message during the weekend. 781-836-4214 for South Shore Retirement Services. We'll be back to answer more of your questions and concerns right after these words.
I need $85,000 a year in retirement. So how much do I need to save?
The All Hands Analysis team at South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham gets this question quite often. The numbers are different, but the concern is the same. Will I have to worry about money in retirement? The answer is simple. It's different for everyone. And the folks at South Shore Retirement Services know that and can help you. Their All Hands Analysis team will break down everything you need to know so that you can enjoy a stress-free retirement with all of your needs taken care of under one roof. From retirement income planning, investments and wealth protection, tax planning, health care and long-term care, legacy and estate planning, and more. The All Hands Analysis team at South Shore Retirement Services takes the worry off your shoulders, making sure that you and your family have a solid retirement plan in place. Schedule your free 15-minute strategy call today. It's so easy. Just visit RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com. This is Jordan Rich reminding you that South Shore Retirement Services offers a number of ways to learn about a happy and safe retirement with frequent evening seminars at local fine dining establishments. You can find the complete schedule and register for these seminars at RetireSouthShore.com. There are also regularly scheduled webinars. There's the Retire South Shore podcast series and the South Shore Retirement Services newsletter. Information is power, and the All Hands Analysis team at South Shore Retirement Services is ready to inform, educate, and reassure you in retirement. Again, visit RetireSouthShore.com. Welcome, this is Retire South Shore Radio. Jordan here, along with Mark Rolette. We get together every weekend and talk about the issues that matter to you when it comes to retirement. And it boils down to this. You want to not have to worry about money when you get there. And there are all kinds of things you can do to plan ahead, to be effective, and to have people in your corner. And that's why we're doing what we do. And letting you know, you can find out more at RetireSouthShore.com. So, Mark, bring us back to the discussion at hand, and then we'll advance it a bit. We're talking about a variety of changes in the environment of retirement over the last decade, two, three, four, and pensions a big part of it, how that's changed.
Yeah, I mean, look, we talk about specific topics on a weekly basis, but the general consensus is the same no matter where you're getting your money from. People want to make sure that they're going to be okay, that when they make that decision to stop working, that they're going to be able to have a wonderful retired lifestyle. And most of our clients, when they transition into their retired lifestyle, they just want to do the stuff. They don't want to have to worry about, oh my God, I read something on the news, or I saw something happened in an international market. How's that going to impact me? And maybe it impacts, you know, some of your money, but it shouldn't impact your income. So before the break, we were chatting about how the retirement landscape has evolved over the last three or four decades. And, you know, it's gone a lot more from pension plans kicking out income on a weekly or a monthly basis, and there wasn't as many decisions to have to make. Now it's more complicated, but there are still people who have pension plans, both municipal employees, you know, teachers, firefighters, police officers, and private industry people. We see lots of clients, we have lots of utility workers that still have pension options. And some of those options are a little bit more in depth than others, depending on where you work. Some of those options are, do I take a payment from my employer for the rest of my life, or do I take the lump sum and walk away? There's pros and cons to both. You know, the lump sum, you run the risk of running out of money and then you spend it all or you lose it all in the market. The annuity payment, you run the risk of that's the only thing that you have and the only thing that you're going to get. And maybe you want to do more stuff in the early years and less in the later years. So maybe you want more money in the early years. I think there's an inherent advantage to certain people of taking the lump sum if you do it smartly and you don't try and get super crazy aggressive right. with it. You know, things like your income can obviously fluctuate. I just said that a minute ago. It gives you significantly more options, not just from how much you can spend, but how you spend your money, how you distribute the money from a tax perspective. There's massive tax benefits that can be taken advantage of if you control the money, right? And what nobody wants to pay taxes, obviously, right? I mean, everyone will pay their fair share, but we don't enjoy it, right? I don't think anyone I've ever met would enjoy it. But what's worse than paying taxes is paying more taxes, right? I mean, nobody wants to pay more than they have to. So by taking a lump sum, you can navigate through your tax bracket during your, say, married lives. And then if somebody were to pass away, well, maybe you've repositioned lots of your money into something that is not going to be taxed for the survivor at potentially a higher tax rate when you go from married filing jointly to a single filer. So Roth conversions, shifting money to Roth IRAs, to us is one of the greatest benefits that's out there for the right individual. But let's say you can't take the lump sum. Let's say you don't have the option and you're about to switch the channel to something else. You still should really pay attention to what option you're taking from an annuity when you're taking that pension plan, because maybe the single life option might be best. And I know that sounds more risky because, oh my gosh, well, what if I die? My spouse won't get any money. But if you protect against you passing away first by, quite honestly, just utilizing life insurance and say, all right, well, I'm going to take the single option. I'm going to get a bigger payment every single month. And I'm going to take a little bit of that payment every month. And I'm going to buy insurance that if I die, my spouse has enough money to continue the pension, right? And if you have extra money left after you've spent money on that insurance, well, that's a win for you if you've done it in the right way. Because I started looking at the math on things. So there's hidden costs built inside of joint pension payments. And let me quantify that for you. Let's say you have a single life payment of $5,000 a month, right? And it has a cost of living adjustment of about 3%, right? Lots of pensions have cost of living adjustments. Every year they'll increase the payment that you're going to get. So that cost of living adjustment is about $150, right? On that pension. That's right. How much you would get adjusted every year, or excuse me, every month on that pension as time goes by. So $5,000 single life, $150,000 or $150 cost of living adjustment. If you took the joint payment, you have a $4,000 payment and your cost of living adjustment's only $120, right? Doesn't seem like an awful lot of money, but if you go over a 20-year retirement and you take that $4,000 over 20 years, that you think you're only giving up a small amount of money, The difference between those two payments is about $1,800 a month. That's an enormous amount of money, the differential between the 150 cost of living and the 120 cost of living. So maybe having insurance as a solution to say, well, if I die and the pension goes away, my spouse is going to have a large lump sum of money to be able to supplement her or his income need. That might be a smarter way to go.
Well, you've just tossed a whole bunch of what-if scenarios, and the point I'd like to make is, for anyone listening, the you out there is a specific targeted you. No one has the same story that's going to unfold the same way exactly, and that's why it's so important to examine and sit down with someone and get to know that person and get to know where their assets lie and how they can best use them. It really is a personal issue for every retiree out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's situation is completely different. And there's a lot of people sitting at home or in their cars now listening and saying, yeah, but insurance is really expensive. And yet you're not wrong if you buy the wrong type, because the way that we would look at it is, you know, you don't, if you need an insurance policy to protect your spouse because you took a single life option, you pick a lump sum, right? You can figure it out. This is how much money I would need to recreate the same amount of income for my spouse tomorrow. Right. But fast forward 10 years, you don't need as big a lump sum at that point because your spouse is 10 years older. Fast forward another 10 years and the lump sum gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So rather than buying one policy that lasts you the rest of your life, maybe buy four policies and one drops away after 10 years. Another one drops away 10 years later and so on and so forth, because that will vastly reduce the cost of having to insure that money or insure that income for both people and put more money in your pocket. It's just a more logical way to look at it, if that makes sense for the individual.
Right. Well, logic is what we're looking for. Logic and also someone to explain things in English, even with an Irish accent, if I may. And you do that beautifully. By the way, we mention this every break as much as we can, because it's a terrific opportunity. The 15-minute no-obligation strategy call with South Shore Retirement Services. It's been very effective getting information out there. Information is power. And it's a chance to get a particular question answered in a very easy and informal format. To basically sign up for a time and schedule it, because the folks get rather busy there, go to RetireSouthShore.com. There's a scheduling grid, or call 781-836-4214. And Mark, I would imagine you get calls and questions from the general public about just these issues, the lump sum versus stretching out payments, joint lump sum, joint work, and all that. I mean, this is the where the rubber meets the road here.
Yeah, and there's no one size fits all. And what's one exactly the same pension plan for two individuals, one maybe should take the lump sum, one maybe shouldn't take the lump sum. Because there's so many other things going on in people's lives. You know, maybe you have an option for a lump sum, but maybe your spouse worked in private industry, didn't have a pension, had a great 401k, and between Social Security and maybe small distributions, you can satisfy your lifestyle. So you take the pension payment and you're getting X amount every single month for the rest of your lives and it's working great. Well, then all of a sudden your spouse turns 72 and he or she has to start pulling money out of their 401k plan that they had, and you can't control that. And now you're driving yourself into a higher tax bracket. So I think with anything in life, if you have control, people like to have control, right? That doesn't mean they're control freaks. It's just that they want to have control. So you have to look logically at not giving advice in a vacuum. So I know all we're doing is talking about pension plans, but it really depends on everything that a couple or an individual has going on in their world would help determine what you should do. It's not a case of, all right, well, the pension payment is so strong that I can't not take it. That might be a consideration, but you have to look at everything else that a person or a couple has going on in their world: rental income, investment accounts, pension options, debt that they may have that may be going away, how their health is, quite honestly, both of them, because that's a huge part of what we would look at is, all right, you're paying in the 12% tax bracket now, but based on the money that you have, if one of you dies, you're going to go to the 22% tax bracket. That's 10% difference. Let's try and get ahead of that. So there's so many considerations that come into what you should be doing that it's honestly quite overwhelming. And I say it week in and week out, and I say it with you week in and week out. It's difficult enough to transition into retirement. It's difficult enough to make decisions, especially on pension plans, that are irreversible decisions, that it's overwhelming. that people don't want that as they're going into retirement. So sitting with a professional, having someone methodically lay out, and I like to think I do it in a very simple way, to make sure that they understand the logic behind doing one versus the other, takes that stress off the table in a time that is stressful enough, to be honest with you.
Right. No, absolutely. And having that sense of time, too. You laid out a lot of great information here, which is generic in nature. But when you start talking about years and how these things change over time, I think we can all understand that. I want to be in a good place 5 years from now, even though something looks delicious right now. I might decide to take advice from a professional and spend a little more time being patient, and it will work out in the end. These are very important decisions, and they're not decisions that have to be made on the spot and immediately. No. You'll get a chance to bathe in them and understand them and really take in all of this information from a lot of great sources.
Yeah, listen, those strategy calls, and I say this to people when I get on the phone with them, I say this to people when they come into the office to sit down for the first time, I realize how stressful that might be to sit down or to talk to someone who's in my line of work. So I try to put them myself on their side of the table and realize that some people are vulnerable, right? You're talking about their life savings, and you want to make sure that they're comfortable enough to make a decision. So I say there's no timeline on this. I mean, it takes as long as it takes. These are enormous decisions that you have to make, and we don't want to rush. We don't want to push anyone in a direction that they feel uncomfortable with. So we take a lot of time to help develop a strategy, to help show a client this is exactly what we would do and why we would do it before you even do it, quite honestly, which is a really unique part of this industry, in that I have clients that are architects and they're like, so you tell everyone everything that you're going to do before they make a decision? And I said, yeah. He said, that's a lot of time. I said, I know, but they're really big decisions. He said, I would never draft blueprints for a client. And if the client said, I don't want to use them, he'd be like, okay, but you still owe me for drawing the plans. That's not how our world works. So we want people to feel really comfortable that the decisions that they're making, if they decide they want to come on board and work with us, are obviously in their best interest, obviously for the greater good of them and their family, but that they understand them. You know, they understand why they're doing certain things. So when situations like that are going on in the market right now are happening, when it's volatile, when it doesn't make sense as much as logically it should make sense, you know, market goes up, bonds go down, market goes down, bonds go up. But what happens when last week or 2 weeks ago, bonds go down, market goes down? That doesn't make sense. But our clients are looking at it from the perspective of, I'm okay, because we position their money in such a way that their income doesn't have to change, and we can ride things out on the other side because we're not taking money out of accounts that have lost value.
Very reassuring as always. Mark, thank you so much. Enjoy a little sunshine with your kiddos and as school wraps up shortly. And we'll get back to our little version of school next week and do this again.
Can't wait. Take care. Have a great weekend.
This firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Rolette & Associates, LLC, DBA. South Shore Retirement Services are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Mark Rolette & Associates, LLC, DBA, South Shore Retirement Services, is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein, provided by third parties, have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable. Accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Mark Rolette & Associates, LLC, DBA, South Shore Retirement Services.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.